I'm Mark Bayshore. This is Current State on WKAR, the MSU community's mourning the loss of one of its greatest sports figures. Ron Mason was a renowned Spartan hockey coach who ended his 23-year run at Michigan State with the most wins of any collegiate hockey coach in history. That number is 924. Mason led MSU to a national hockey championship in 1986 and many playoff titles. Afterwards, Ron Mason served 5 years as MSU's athletics director. Ron passed away yesterday at the age of 76. News of his death came as a shock to many Spartans, including his protege, current MSU hockey coach Tom Anastas.
I've known him since I was 17 years old, and he recruited me to come here, and he's had such an impact on me and my professional life. It's mind-blowing to me when I heard the news early this morning of our loss.
We've invited two people who knew Ron Mason well to share their memories of this extraordinary man. Tom Newton is the assistant head coach of the MSU Spartan hockey team. Tom, welcome.
Thanks, Mark.
And Scott Moore is the play-by-play announcer, the voice of Spartan hockey. He's with the Spartan Sports Network. Scott Moore, good to see you again.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Our condolences to both of you guys. Both of you knew Ron Mason. I knew him casually, nowhere near as well as you two did. Tom, how and when did you first meet Ron?
I first met Ron when I was very young. I was 13 or 14 years old and attended a hockey camp that he ran in Centralia, Ontario. So I've known him for a long time, and we sort of started a relationship at that young age. I think he might have thought I could skate and shoot a little bit, so he sort of kept me in mind.
You can say you knew him from the age of 13? Really?
Yeah, I did.
How about that?
Yeah, so and then it just continued to grow from there.
What did he mean to you as a friend, as a mentor?
He loved life. As a friend, he was somebody you could go and talk to and have a few laughs and always wanted to talk hockey and talk sports. And, so he was somebody he could always communicate with and talk to about things, as on a professional level.
He was available. Would you say he was available? He was an accessible guy. I always got that impression from him.
He was just a very personable guy that he could talk about anything. That's just the way he operated, and he was very comfortable with it.
Scott, you've been Spartan hockey announcer since 1997. You're closing in on 20 years, my
20
friend.
20 years this year.
How about that? How about you? Your first recollection, your first meeting or acquaintance with Ron Mason, and how did it unfold?
Well, I was lucky enough to cover the team for a local radio station for a couple of years, and then hooked on with the East Lansing Cable Group with their live coverage of the Spartan hockey games back in the 80s. And so I gradually got to know him a little bit through that. But really, the thing that I think about is the chance that he took on me, because when the decision was made to put me into the play-by-play position, he had to check off on that. They asked him, is it okay if this guy does this? And he took a chance on me and really proceeded from that point on to teach me the game of hockey, because I was a relative outsider. I didn't play the game growing up. I really knew nothing about it, even when I showed up on campus in 1978.
So you had broadcasting chops, but you didn't necessarily have hockey chops.
I thought I knew what I was doing broadcasting-wise, but there are still people who will tell me I don't know anything about the game of hockey, too. So, but you're just getting to talk with him on our pregame chats every single game and learning about it. And I remember one time I asked some question during a pregame chat in our first year. And when we finished up the chat, I turned the recorder off, and he looked at me. He says, That was a good question. You're starting to get this now.
Oh, oh, so, nice.
Yeah, that was, I took that as a real pat on the back from him.
Validation. Ron Mason was in leadership roles here. That's how people in East Lansing remember him, the head hockey coach, and then going on to athletic director. Tom, how would you describe Ron Mason's leadership style?
Well, I think Ron was a person that didn't make decisions without great thought, and he would reflect on all the different areas that were going to be affected with decisions, and he'd contemplate those, and he was not afraid. He was not afraid to make tough decisions, and I think he'd say that a lot of them he felt were good decisions. Others, like anybody that is making decisions, you maybe want a do-over. But I think his batting average was very, very high. And as a leader, he wasn't a guy that was afraid to step up and be counted on when it wasn't 75 and sunny. He was when things were cold or and hot and sticky and freezing, hey, he'd come to the front. So he cherished the role of the leader.
We'll also point out to our listeners who may not be aware of this, I imagine a lot of our listeners know you as an assistant hockey coach at MSU, but we'll point out Tom was a four-year letter winner and two-year captain for the Bowling Green State University Falcons, right. 1975 to 1980. Tom skated for three CCHA regular season and two playoff championship teams for then Bowling Green State coach Ron Mason. How did he motivate hockey players, Tom?
He kept the game very simple. He was a great evaluator of talent. So he put you into situations that you could apply yourself and be successful. He motivated players by creating an atmosphere that wanted you to do your best. That was with quality practices, with a good communication as to what was expected of you. And I think that because he evaluated players and people well, he got the right people into his program and got great results because of his style.
We're talking about the passing of Ron Mason, the Michigan State University hockey coach and athletic director who died yesterday at the age of 76. My guests are Tom Newton, assistant head coach of the Spartan hockey team, and Scott Moore, the hockey announcer for the Spartan Sports Network. We've got some tape we want to play right now. Scott, you and your colleagues at Spartan Sports made this possible. We appreciate that. I'll set the scene here. A lot of our listeners remember the Cold War, the 2001 outdoor hockey match between MSU and the University of Michigan at Spartan Stadium. Record crowd, some 74,000 people. Scott, here's part of an interview you did with Ron Mason years afterward, recounting the match. You're talking here about Jim Slater, the Spartan whose goal tied the game at 3. Let's listen.
Oh, Jim Slater, just a wonderful goal there. 47 seconds left in the game. A freshman playing in his first ever college game in front of that kind of a crowd, and the crowd just exploded.
Yes, and you know, we went into overtime, and we had a setup play for Adam Hall off the faceoff, and we won it perfectly, and 9 times out of 10 he would have scored, but he just missed the net on the one timer. And I think if we would have scored that goal, Spartan Stadium might have fallen down. You know?
It might have. I think you're right.
Loose in the slot. Goldie had it on his stick for a moment. Comes to the side. It's a goal for Michigan State. The Spartans have tied it up with 47 seconds left in the game. And this time it's a center as well, Jim Slater. Gets the goal that ties the game at 3-3.
Scott Moore, your recollection of the Cold War.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, what a night. And just, when you think back on it and you think about everything that had happened the week before with the sun coming out and the warm temperatures and not being able to maintain the ice, and then it gets cold that day and the ice was great and the atmosphere, the sold-out stadium and everything, it was just, it's one of the top memories of my career. You know, it had never been done before. And look what has happened since, because Ron Mason and Tom and Dave McAuliffe and Mark Hollis and everybody took the chance and said, let's go ahead and try it, and started a fad.
Ron was into the idea?
Yeah. I was at a meeting where Director Hollis, then an associate director, put a presentation together saying how they'd put the ice surface in. And he was looking for a thumbs up from Ron before I think he went to President Simon, and it went from there. So it was he was on board. I remember him telling Mark, he says, this will either help your career or kill your career if this one happens.
It'll make it or kill it. Ron Mason was inducted into the USA Hockey Hall of Fame in 2013. We've got another clip now. This is just part of his acceptance speech where he imparts some life lessons.
You know, I've always loved the game. The game has been my life. And I learned very quickly that if you're going to be successful, there's a few things you have to have. One is you have to have an unbelievable work ethic. You have to have equal or better than equal talent than the guy you're playing against. You can't beat the game itself. It will chew you up if you think you're going to reinvent things in the game. And then what you have to do is you have to have a character to work through the bad times and make them better.
Pretty solid advice there.
Oh.
What are you going to remember from Ron Mason, Tom?
Just that you have to have passion for what you do, and if you're not all the way in, you're in the way. And if you were going to work with him, you were all the way in.
Was that one of his sayings?
No,
if you're not, okay.
No,
okay.
That wasn't his. But that's how we operated.
It's
a good
one.
I can tell you that. And if you were part of his program, you were all the way in and you were pedal to the floor. So that's the way he operated.
Your most durable impression of Ron Mason that you'll carry with you, Scott?
It's the fact that he could focus at the right times. I mean, I've often joked there were three Ron Masons. There was regular, middle of the week Ron. There was game day Ron, who was incredibly intense, and then there was Michigan game day Ron, who was even more intense. And you could always tell when I went in for a pregame interview who we were playing, because it was either intense or super intense.
Oh,
But as soon as the game was over, and if we won, certainly it went quicker than if we lost, and we didn't lose very many when Ron was coaching. But he had the ability to cast all of that aside and get back to life.
Can either of you share anything about final arrangements, visitation, what have you?
There will be a visitation at Munn Ice Arena on Thursday from 11 to 2, and a service following at Munn Arena at 2 o'clock.
Okay. We have been paying tribute to the late Ron Mason here, the legendary MSU hockey coach who led the Spartans from 1979 to 2002. His tenure included a national collegiate championship in 1986. Ron Mason died yesterday at the age of 76. Tom Newton is the assistant head coach of the Spartan hockey team. Scott Moore is the play-by-play hockey announcer for the Spartan Sports Next Network. Tom, Scott, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Mark.
MSU, we love thy shadows when twilight's silence falls, flushing deep and softly paling or I recovered all.